You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? We're starting it off again, aren't we? Yes, a brand new week, and it is the third week. Well, we've done 3 weeks now in the month of November. It is the 21st of the month. The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. I'm going to be with you from now, 7 o'clock in the morning, right through until 10 o'clock. So I hope you're going to be able to stick around and join me. I don't like sitting here on my own. Let's see, some of the things that are relevant to the 21st of November. We're going to start, in actual fact, in Ukraine, which is quite apt. It is Air Assault Forces Day today in Ukraine, Armed Forces Day in Bangladesh, Armed Forces Day in Greece. It's World Television Day today, celebrated with the United Nations observance. And also, we are looking at World Hello Day today. So, hello. Day of the Revolution, celebrated on the third Monday in November. Where is that? That is in Mexico.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Good morning in the morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Last night I thought I was dreaming. Things like you don't usually happen to me. Outside the stars were the ceiling. We sang to the moon, then we danced underneath. I felt so hard, but your kiss so soft. I felt my heart couldn't beat enough. You pulled me closer and called my bluff. I am in love, I am enough. Sleeping in on time.
Like dynamite,
we are exploding colors that shine in her.
Oh, yes, indeed. Dynamite from Westlife bring us in this morning here on The Breakfast Show. We're 6.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It is a Monday, which means it's a Music Monday. It's you, me, and the music going right through till 10. We're checking with Ingrid and, of course, with Yasmin as well. But plenty of great music going right through till 10 o'clock. Mr. John Mayer, born and raised in Fairfield County in Connecticut, and he went to Berklee College of Music in Boston, but moved to Atlanta in 1997. That was with Clay Cook, and together they formed a short-lived two-man band called Lo-Fi Masters. But now apparently he's concentrating more on blues and that kind of jazz that sort of got him into music in the first place. What a brilliant artist, though. So anyway, time on The Breakfast Show. Keep your eye on the time. 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. mentioned it, 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, that is Mantronics, and got to have your love here on the Breakfast Show, but time right now to do this. Yep, it is shower time on this Monday morning. By the way, you'll be happy to know we're still having cold showers in our house. Yep, goes on and on and on and on and on and on. I'm sorry, I just don't like them. I'm a warm-blooded creature, you know. Elton John. There we go, off into the distance, Sir Elton John there. Let's get you out of the shower, shall we? Let's do that first. Here we go. It was called Teardrops, of course, and it was a song that Elton John, natural fact, recorded many times with different artists. But that one, I think, really is my favourite. He recorded that with Lulu. And there we go. Breakfast show time. We're just coming down for 20 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. I've got a couple of Bruce Springsteen tracks this morning. A little bit later on, I'm going to play a track off of his new album, which was released on the 11th of November. It's called Only the Strong Survive. It's not bad, actually. I've had a quick listen through most of the tracks. It's a cover album of R&B and soul songs. And in fact, it's his second cover album following We Shall Overcome, the Sega Sessions, and that was in 2006. But right now, here's a edited version of Dancing in the Dark.
Dancing in the dark.
There we go. That is the blaster mix of Dancing in the Dark from the boss, Mr. Bruce Springsteen. Actually, when I was looking up some info on Bruce yesterday, I'm almost exactly, just 6 months older than Bruce Springsteen. We're both going strong. How nice is that? Okay, take us down to the bottom of the hour. This is Django Django, and asking for more.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
Ricky, cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
Ah.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Sweet Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Valley Motors.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
If you couldn't go to the Middle East to yell, goal, well, just join us this Saturday, November the 26th, and Sunday, November the 27th, from 1 in the afternoon, to live the Argentina-Mexico and Spain-Germany matches at the Score Sports Bar of the Sortis Hotel, with games, contests and music by Grado Radio. The funniest soccer party is experienced and celebrated at Grado Radio, Mass TV, Total from Mass Mobile, and the winning spirits team. Yes, black and white whiskey, Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Reserve your table now at the Instagram Sortis Score Bar or at this station.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is time on this morning's breakfast show. What do? We take a look and see what's happening in the big wide world out there, international news and some international business news as well. A 5.6 magnitude earthquake killed more than 50 people and wounded hundreds in Indonesia's West Java province on Monday, with rescuers trying to reach survivors trapped under the rubble as aftershocks hit. West Java Governor Ridwan Kamil confirmed 56 deaths from the quake, whose epicenter was the town of Cianjur, about 75 kilometers southeast of the capital, Jakarta. Ukraine narrowly escaped disaster during fighting at the weekend that rocked Europe's largest atomic power plant with a barrage of shells, some falling near reactors and damaging a radioactive waste storage building, the United Nations nuclear watchdog has said. It was not clear which side was responsible for the explosions at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power station, which has been under Russian control since soon after it invaded Ukraine on the 24th of February. Police in Colorado Springs on Monday were expected to release more details about the weekend shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub that killed 5 people and injured 25 more in what rights advocates suspect was a hate crime. China's capital warned on Monday that it was facing its most severe test of the COVID-19 pandemic, shutting businesses and schools in hard-hit districts and tightening rules for entering the city as infections ticked higher in Beijing and nationally. And China denied on Monday that one of its Coast Guard ships used force to retrieve a piece of rocket floating in the ocean that was being towed by a Philippine vessel in the South China Sea. Philippine military commander said earlier the Chinese Coast Guard ship forcefully retrieved the object by cutting a line attaching it to a Philippine boat. World stocks and oil prices fell on Monday as fresh COVID-19 restrictions in China exacerbated worries about the global economic outlook. The safe haven dollar rallied while the US Treasury yield curve remained deeply inverted, in a sign that investors remain alert to global recession risks. Coronavirus outbreaks across China are a setback to hopes for an easing of the strict pandemic restrictions, one reason cited for a 10% slide in oil prices last week and Monday's lackluster opening in European stocks. This sent major European bourses downhill, with markets in London, Frankfurt and Paris all opening weaker, while S&P 500 futures and Nasdaq futures slipped 0.5%. MSCI's broadest index of world shares fell 0.5%. Oil prices dropped to trade near two-month lows on Monday, having earlier slid by around about a dollar a barrel, and supply fears receded, while concerns over fuel demand from China and US dollar strength weighed on prices. Brent crude futures for January had slipped 65 cents, or 0.7%, to $86.97 a barrel by 1000 hours GMT. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures for December were at $79.71 a barrel. This is down 37 cents or 0.5% ahead of the contract's expiry later on Monday. Now, the more active January contract was down 50 cents or 0.6% to $79.61 a barrel. Cryptocurrency exchange, the FTX, which has filed for U.S. bankruptcy court protection, says that it owes its 50 biggest creditors nearly $3.1 billion. The exchange owes about $1.45 billion to its top 10 creditors, it said in a court filing on Saturday without naming them. And lastly, Twitter, of course. Twitter Inc.'s head of French operations, Damien Ville, said that he was quitting the social media platform, whose new owner, Elon Musk, recently fired top executives and enforced steep job cuts at the company. And lastly, Donald Trump on Saturday said that he had no interest in returning to Twitter, even as a slim majority voted in favor of reinstating the former U.S. president, who was banned from the social media service for inciting violence. This was in a poll that was organized by the new owner, of course, Elon Musk. And there we go. That's it. Those are some of the things that are in the international news and international business. And don't forget, top of the hour at 8 o'clock, we'll take a look at some of the local news, some of the stories that are affecting us here in the Republic of Panama. Time-wise, we're 22 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Mama's dancing, baby on her shoulder.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Bring it on.
That's what it's called, Bring It On. Comes from Seal. Before that was Alana Miles and Black Velvet. We're making our way to 13 minutes. In natural fact, we are 13 and a half minutes almost exactly. And that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. So I said top of the news, top of the hour of the news, some of the local news headlines. And we'll also be checking in the 8 o'clock hour with, of course, Ingrid. She's up there, Stardust Unidos now. She's up there ready getting for their Thanksgiving with the family, which is all rather nice. And we'll also be checking in with Yasmin. I know she's got a couple of Born on This Day. Yes, artists that were born on this day and one of the tracks from each of them. So that's what we got. And to say, plenty of great music. And I'll be taking a rummage around the internet as well, see what stories I can tell you. What I can tell you, on this day, the 21st of November, back in the year 1620, the Mayflower reached a province town in Massachusetts. The ship discharged the pilgrims at Plymouth, Massachusetts, on the 26th of December in 1620. So they had a long wait, didn't they, to get off the ship? Perhaps they didn't like Princetown, so let's see if we can find somewhere else with a nice beach. Radio. This is You Can't Change That. Yes, spelled R-A-Y-D-I-O, and you can't change that. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're about 9 minutes before the top of the hour. And I was just rummaging around my playlist for this morning. I'm going to go back to 67-68, which is, believe it or not, when I first started working on radio. Yes, I did. I've sort of had a little bit of a thing for it ever since. And that was in a place called Sharjah, which you might know, which is just outside of Dubai. Which at that time, 1967, 1968, that's when I was there, was virtually nothing. They had nothing. They had a souk, they had a half of a road, and you went to the end of the street, the road disappeared, then you're off into the desert. So there wasn't very much at the time, but I worked on the radio for RAF Sharjah, Royal Air Force Station Sharjah, and I used to do it mainly in my part-time, because we were working out in the desert quite a lot on tactical operations. I used to say, I used to love playing the music, because it was a great time to do it, wasn't it? The 1960s, so much happening in the world of music. And this is one particular track. I remember spinning then. Yes, we used to spin them, you know. It was released in 1967, in fact, December of 67. Comes from The Love Affair. Everlasting Love.
Hearts fall astray, keeping hurt when they go. I went away just when you need me so.
won't you forget? Welcome love we once knew. Open up your eyes, then you realize, here I stand with my everlasting love. Need you by my side, girl, to be my bride. You'll never be denied, everlasting love. From the very start, open up your heart, feel that you fall, everlasting love.
Tell you what, that was an original version of Everlasting Love. It was a song that was written by Buzz Kasen and Mac Gaydon. Originally a 1967 hit for Robert Knight, and since remade numerous times, most successfully that version that we just played, and that was The Love Affair and Everlasting Love. There we go, 1965, that was Look Through Any Window from the Hollies. It was their follow-up single to their first UK chart topper, I'm Alive.
Yeah.
And the Royal Guardsmen go off into the distance there, and that was Snoopy versus the Red Baron. Well, that's it. There's our little three oldies in the row, my little segment of reminiscing. Must have been a great fun. I'm still having great fun. You know, that's absolutely brilliant, isn't it, when you're still having fun? Most important, as my mother used to say, she used to say to me, she said, you know, the more you laugh, the longer you live. I said, I'm not going to tell you any more jokes, which she thought was rather funny and kept laughing. It's the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Down Del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Hello. Les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspmia.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
If you couldn't go to the Middle East to yell goal, well, just join us this Saturday, November the 26th, and Sunday, November the 27th, from 1 in the afternoon, to live the Argentina-Mexico and Spain-Germany matches at the Score Sports Bar of the Sortis Hotel, with games, contests and music by Grado Radio. The funniest soccer party is experienced and celebrated at Grado Radio, Mass TV, Total from Mass Mobile, and the winning spirits team. Yes, black and white whiskey, Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Reserve your table now at the Instagram Sortis Score Bar or at this station.
Pepino. Goal!
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Please don't talk about all the plans we have.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Following on from I Love the Nightlife from Alicia Bridges. That's one of my favourite songs of all time from the 1990s. It was released on the 21st of September in 1992. It's called Creep, and it was the debut single by the English band Radiohead, released on the 21st of September in 1992, and also on their debut studio album, Pablo Honey, which came out in 1993. Thom Yorke's lyrics expressed an obsessive, self-destructive sexual attraction. But when the song moves on to the chorus, Johnny Greenwood there bashes away and blasts of guitar noise. Well, Radiohead took elements from the 1974 song, which was The Air That I Breathe. And following legal action, Albert Hammond and Mike Hazlewood are credited as co-writers. Honestly, it's true. The Spandau Ballet would say.
Ah, 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 ah. Ah, 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 ah. so true. Funny how it seems, always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound of my soul. This is the sound.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Hello, Estados Unidos. Bienvenue, Boca Raton. Yeah, you can hear it in my voice. I caught something on the plane. I'm going to go get tested this morning before I visit my clients. But, yeah, we are here. We made it through. Drive. Hey, Florida has rain just like Panama, and it's just as hard and heavy. We drove through most of it yesterday, had a three-hour tour that lasted almost four. Yeah, long time. So this morning I'm off to go see my client, but before that we're going to stop off at one of those drugstores to pick up a COVID test, make sure I has just got the normal old-fashioned cold, nothing any spectacular with identification, COVID. Yes, not like that. Well, so far the cook is over there spraying everything with alcohol. She's smart. I know. I think I would be doing that too. And I just, oh, what a day. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the beach. I haven't done that yet. I have to figure out if I have something or not, because I don't want to get around my parents and get them sick. You know how that goes. Alright, well, we're driving over to the office on Federal Highway in a little, before a 10 o'clock meeting. And then, oh, who knows, probably back to NoCo Miss. You know, we were driving past, and we passed a Seminole Reservation, which is, that's what Nokomis is a word for in Seminole, meaning safe water. And believe it or not, when the Hurricane Ian passed through, Nokomis did very well in comparison to all these other places that just got devastated. Driving through these different cities and towns and seeing trees knocked down, seeing all kinds of devastation. It's amazing the amount of damage, and they're still cleaning up. It's been a while, but there's still lots of stuff to get done. We're amazed. All right. You guys be safe. I'll let you know tomorrow if I'm positive for you know what or negative. Until then, back to you in the studio.
After the rains have gone, something inside me I know is dying for you. The sleet and the snow just drift me, I know, away. After the rains have gone, something inside me cries, what's behind that door? This girl just can't take it anymore. This girl just can't take it anymore. After the pain has gone, I finally opened my eyes, not crying anymore. We drifted apart, it's broken our hearts, surviving. After the rains have gone, something inside me cries, what's behind that door? This girl just can't take it. My love, don't want to fake this girl.
there we go. Two great ladies. Dame Shirley Bassey was the first one, followed on there with Diana Ross, and I believe. Breakfast show time, 25 minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Couple of good mornings to start us off here. Good morning to Bastian from the Wave Foundation. He dropped us a little voice note earlier on this morning. Thank you for that, Bastian. Also to Mary Lou. Very good morning to Mary Lou. She's been with us since the beginning. And also to Renee. Renee and Rick, they're not having a good day. Well, they had a good morning, apparently, but not such a good afternoon. You know they've just got their doggies back, don't you? Yes, they just got their doggies back. They flew out from Panama, went for a wee in Frankfurt, and then made their way out to Athens in Greece. Well, apparently, Roxy, she has, this is the big doggy, Roxy ripped her ear open on a rosebush. She's never encountered a rosebush before now. Well, Rick's on her way home to take her to the vet. I can't stop the bleeding. Our front yard and our porch looks like a crime scene. What a disaster.
I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. When it's sweet talking, you could make it come true. I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. Pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon.
There we go, there's Lynn Anderson and Rose Garden. Sorry, I couldn't resist that, Renee. She's sent me a picture here of sort of blood all over the porch, and it says, oh God, Rose Garden. Meanwhile, I'm clearing up blood now, she said. And she says, oh, she shook her head and splattered it on me. I need a shower. The thing is, have you thought about your neighbours? I said, look, those mad people that have moved next door. Have you seen? First they bring the dog. Now look, she's killed somebody. She's covered in blood. I wonder who it was. I wonder, anybody seen the husband this morning? Anybody seen Rick? No? Oh, okay. Anyway, Ray, you did actually ask if I would play this for you.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Help me get my feet.
And I hope your doggy is going to get better soon. Mary Lou sends you best wishes. She says, poor doggy. And she says she hopes he gets well. And let's say a very good morning. Got a message in here. Let me just get that up on my screen here. And let me see. Yeah, here we go. This comes from Carlos. Carlos Mata. Very good morning to you, Carlos. And he says, good morning, Jerry. I would like to say hello to my best friend, my BFF, Mark Anthony Salerno from Massachusetts, who's now here with me as we drive to Anton. I could not hope for a better friend than Mark, and I'd like him to know that. So there you are, Mark. That's from Carlos to you, Massachusetts. Not Boston, by any chance. I love Boston. Go to Boston quite often. Anyway, welcome to Panorama. Enjoy yourselves, guys, and be careful as you drive to Anton. And let me see, what have I got for you? I got this one. Tim McGraw. It's called Best Friends.
I never had no one that I could count on. I've been let down so many times. I was tired of hurting, so tired of searching, till you walked into my life. It was a feeling I'd never known. For the first time I didn't feel alone. You're more than a lover. There can never be another to make me feel the way you do. And oh, we just get closer. I fall in love all over every time I look at you. My best friend, you're my best friend. Oh yeah. You stand by me and you believe in me like nobody ever has. When my world goes crazy, right there to save me. You make me see how much I have. And I still tremble when we touch. I know the look in your eyes when we make love. You're more than a lover. There can never be another. Every time I look at you,
There we go. That is Tim McGraw and Best Friends. That's just reminding me. So I have these little flashes now and again. And it reminds me of, this would be going back to, mid-1970s, I guess. Later in the 70s. Yeah, about mid-1970s. And the Blue Jays. This was Justin Hayward and John Lodge. That was the name of the album they bought. It's called Blue Jays. And I used to absolutely love that album. I remember used to sort of hang around with a good friend of mine. Gerald, he was a really good friend. We used to, it's the 1960s, so. I always used to love this particular piece of music off of the album. They put it as the Moody Blues, but it's off of the album Blue Jays. They called themselves Blue Jays. Remember Me, My Friend.
Be your friend, I am. You don't need to ask me if I'm sure of a friend, I am your friend. You must remember me. I'm the one who saw through the world's disguise, took away its cloak and I made it hide from me. Remember me. Walking on this earth, finding you. Walking on this earth, finding you. You need a reason to begin again. I am. You will find an answer at your journey's end. I am waiting there, my friend. You must remember me. I'm the one who knew you well. What you call your friend. Feel free. Remember me. Walking on the sun, finding you. You. Walking on the sun.
If you ever see that album or get a chance to download it, Blue Jays, Justin Hayward, John Lodge, it's an amazing album. And that was Remember Me, My Friend. Time on The Breakfast Show, keep an eye on the time, we're 9 minutes before the hour of nine. If you missed the news today, don't forget we do have it again at 9 o'clock. And let me see, a new album which came out, on the 21st of October. It's called Direction of the Heart, and it's by Simple Minds. Not a bad album, in actual fact. Sometimes I get a little bit worried when I hear groups I used to sort of really think quite a lot of, and bringing out new stuff today, sometimes it doesn't sort of fit in, or they don't sound so good. However, this album is good. It's very good. Here's a track off of the album, Simple Minds, and The Walls Came Down. There we go, that's it. Simple Minds and The Walls Came Down. Breakfast Show time, almost exactly, 15 seconds after the hour of 5:29 here on The Breakfast Show. Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou wishes everybody a good day. She says, good day, everybody, and asked if I could play for her this morning this piece of music. Let me find that for you. In just a second, don't go away, I'm just going to do something here. Here we go. Right, yes, got rid of that. In the background, okay, what's that? I'm not playing that. Mary Lou say she wishes everyone good morning. You did ask if we could play a track for you. Could we please play My Best Friend from Air Supply?
Tell me you just can't stay. You laugh hard at the world, I know. Now that the season's short, you tell me love your heart will soon end. We counted every day only to show we needed each other. Who needs a reason to love when friends just seem to know? They know it. You have lots of dreams, I know. Now it's the close of the show. Yourself along, you're my best
a lovely piece of music, isn't it? Yes, that is Air Supply there, and that's called My Best Friend. Great choice. Thank you very much for that one, Mary Lou. Now, if you are keeping an eye on the time, it is just about a minute away from the top of the hour. And just to remind you, in the last hour, we can be checking in with Yasmin, see how she's getting on, what she was up to yesterday, what she'll be up to today. I'm sure she's got a busy day. And also, we're going to have a couple of tracks born on this day in music. Two artists that were born on the 21st of November. And I'll tell you what, we've got time just to give you one of our freaky fun facts. Well, not our freaky fun facts, our fun facts for today, because it's not Friday, is it? If you're a cigar smoker, well, if you had a cigar before 1871, you probably wouldn't have been able to do anything with it. M.F. Galthay painted it on this day back in 1871, the cigar lighter. Wonder what people did before that. And also, just quickly, Thomas Edison, 1877. Thomas A. Edison announced the invention of his phonograph, a machine that can record and play sound. Gosh, what would he think if he could see us today, huh? Right, that's it. That filled in a little bit, didn't it? Taking us up to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carlobel Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play
this.
Somebody said there's a big black sky over my town. I know where you're and yeah, I know it's stupid, but I just gotta see it for myself. I'm in the corner, why do you kiss her? Oh, and I'm right over here. Why can't you see me? Oh, and I'm giving it my all, but I'm not the guy you're taking home. Ooh, I keep dancing on my own. I just want. I'm all messed up, I'm so out of line. Stilettos and broken bottles, I'm spinning around in circles. And I'm in the corner, why do you kiss her? Oh. And I'm right over here, why can't you see me? Oh.
Jerry D.
Love me tomorrow.
There we go. That is the Shirelles there. And Will You Love Me Tomorrow? And before that, Dancing on My Own. What a shame, really. from Callum Scott. Let's say a very good morning to Paul. Paul over there in the United Kingdom, up in South London. Good morning. Well, good afternoon. It is for you, isn't it, over there, Paul? And we were talking earlier about the cigar lighter being invented or painted today. And Paul said without the cigar lighter, they would have used a spill. Now, I don't know if you know what a spill is. It's a stick. It's a sort of thin stick of wood or a tightly rolled paper, tapers, something along those lines. Used for transferring fire. There you go. So they would have put that in the fire and it would have lit, and that's how they would have lit in their cigars or whatever it is they were setting fire to. So there we go. And what did they used to what did they used to keep them in? Well, believe it or not, a spill vase. Yes? Thank you very much for that, Paul. So, by the way, never light a cigar with a petrol lighter. It will ruin the cigar. I couldn't agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely. So, there we go. I like those little lighters, the gas ones you get, which are very, very, with a very, very strong flame. They seem to light them very well. I like that. So, thank you, Paul, and very good day to you and to Maria, of course. Now, I did say earlier on in the morning that a new album by Bruce Springsteen came out, and I've sort of gone away from the page where I had the details, but I'll tell you, it's really good. It's covers of sort of like Motown and soul songs and things like soul and blues, and here's a track off of the album. It's called Turn Back the Hands of Time. Only the Strong Survive, that was the name of the album. All comes back to me now. It always does that when I've already got to where I'm going and gone back again. Oh, I remember what I wanted.
Oh, darling, I'm so lonely without you. I can't sleep at night just thinking about you. But if I had the chance to start all over, I'd be wishing today on a four-leaf I can turn back the hands of time. If I can turn back the hands of time, I can't hold out much longer. The pain's so deep, my hurt's getting stronger. But if I had just one more, be yours alone until the day that I die, and we'd have a love so divine. If I could turn back the hands of time, if I could turn back the hands of time. All right, come on.
There we go, yes. The boss, he's still the boss. Bruce Springsteen there, Turn Back the Hands of Time. Good album, that one. Only the Strong Survive. And only the strongest survive. So do pick up a copy. It's worth a listen, especially if you get a combination of the two. Some good sort of Tamla and soul and a bit of blues all thrown in. And you like the boss. So there we go. Let me see. What else I'm going to tell you about that? Oh, yeah. Only the strongest survive. But considering we're both about the same age, I would agree with him. Let's go and check in with Yasmin and see how her day's been going. Morning, Yas.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Indeed it is. Yes, it is a happy Monday, actually, for some strange reason. How was your weekend?
Oh, very nice.
Yeah?
Remember on Friday I was a judge.
Oh, that's right, yes. Did you sentence them to death?
No.
No, okay.
But we got a lot of food. Because the
you were happy then?
Yes. The decorations were about November and the patriots.
Uh-huh.
So each department made a great, great job. They were very creative and, you know, and they were on these days so busy because the business name is Todo a Dólar. Do you know the stores?
Yeah.
They are everywhere in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So during this week, they opened like 3 or 4 more stores. So
oh, really?
They were very busy, but they also did a great job with the decorations and dancing. You know, they were dancing, mm-hmm. singing and
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very hard to get the decision, you know, to
find a winner. I'm sure it was. Who had the best food?
All of them. Mm-hmm. All of them had great food. But the winner was the department that was representing Darien.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the amazing thing is that they are in another building in Don Bosco, because we were in Costa del Este.
Okay.
And their offices are in Don Bosco, so we saw everything through the cell phone.
Oh, okay. Yes.
But it was amazing. They were the best. They were the best.
Oh, good.
Even that we weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
We really enjoy their performances and their decorations. So congratulations to them.
That was good.
Yes.
What was the prize?
They got a certificate, of course, and a lunch for all the department.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the certificate for? A dollar?
No. Just with the names for the participation and everything.
Okay. Oh, that's good. What a lovely idea.
Yeah, it was a great experience. We love it.
And you enjoy being a judge. Who else was judging, by the way?
My friend Ana Larisa from Buen Momento.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just us. Just both of
us. Oh, just the two of you?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a lot to eat?
Oh, yes. For 2 meals.
Oh, that kept you happy.
Yes.
What about over the weekend? Anything exciting?
No, I was at home.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning and, you know, doing my stuff.
Cleaning is exciting.
Yeah.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exercise.
Yes, exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Ian, how's he doing?
He's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, playing his volleyball and practicing saxophone.
Not at the same time, I hope.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah, well, he's fine.
Oh, good. I was a volleyball fan.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what sport I used to quite like?
Which?
It's because my mother and father used to play it when I was younger, and that was what was it? The name? With the shuttlecock, the feathered thing, mm-hmm. Badminton.
Ah, okay.
That's right, badminton.
Okay.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I was just saying this, only the strongest survive.
Oh, yeah?
I don't think I'm doing very well, actually. But my mother and father used to play that quite. It's nice because it's quite slow. The shuttlecock is quite slow, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got a little bit of time to think.
Oh, okay.
And I need a lot of time to think. Which way is it going? Oh, it's going over there. Because you can whack this thing and it just sort of says, I'm not going any faster, it doesn't matter how hard you hit me.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
But yeah, it's a good game. The other one I tried, which is the complete opposite when I was working in the city, in London, was squash.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're in this little room,
mm-hmm.
with a little ball, which mm-hmm. is very hard if it hits you.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's one of these things, you really hit it hard, but of course it's not that solid. It's a
mm-hmm.
little bit sort of squidgy.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't come up. But mm-hmm. it's a very tactical game because you play off all sides of the court, all
mm-hmm.
four,
because mm-hmm.
you're like in a little box.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that was fun, yeah. And now I watch it on TV.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's much easier.
Oh.
Yeah, not so tiring.
So it's like a huge competition also.
Oh, yeah, squash is a big deal. I think there's a couple of buildings in Panama, you know, private, you know, PHs, that have got squash courts in them.
Okay.
And the back wall, by the way, is made of glass.
Oh, yeah?
Otherwise, nobody could see you.
Ah, okay.
Or sometimes they're above, but they've normally got a glass back wall. Yeah, I'll completely digress.
Interesting.
So you've got a couple of tracks born in Stay in Music. What we got?
Oh, yes. The first one was Lonnie Jordan. He was born in 1948. American singer-songwriter from American funk band War. Their album, The World is the Ghetto, was the best-selling U.S. album in 1973. They also scored the 1973 U.S. number 2 single, Cisco Kid.
And that's the one I've got.
Okay.
There we go. That is War and the Cisco Kid. Breakfast show time. We are keeping on the time. 28 minutes right now before the hour of 10 o'clock. And yes, what have you got lined up today? I suppose you did your supermarket yesterday, did you?
Oh, yes, I was yesterday.
So today is what? Housework again?
We're good. today is... Oh, remember, today is International Day of Music.
Is it? Nobody told me that, otherwise I'd have played some.
Yeah, I told you on Friday.
That was Friday, dear. You know, I don't even remember why I go into the kitchen now, let alone what you said on Friday.
Yeah, so the...
But hang on a minute. Who was the one who always saying to me, have you done this today? And I say, yes, about a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
Which program do you listen to in the mornings?
That's true.
You're having a go at me.
Yeah, so that's why the University of Panama, it's going to have different events during the whole week, not just today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But today I'm going to one of their concerts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do that, and after that I'm going to work, and then at night I have a movie.
Good grief.
Today it starts the French movies, remember? The French
movie festival. Oh, that's right, indeed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, well, you've got a busy day then.
Yes, it's going to be crazy.
Just like me. Oh, good, I will enjoy that. Now, who was your second person born on this day in music?
The second one is Carly Rae Jepsen. She was born in 1985, Canadian singer, songwriter, and actress. Her 2012 single, Call Me Maybe, reached number one in 18 countries and culminating as the year's best-selling single globally.
There we go, that's it. That is Carly Rae Jepsen and Call Me Maybe. You remember that one, yes?
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. I haven't played that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just as well she was born today, otherwise we might not have done. Oh, look, you have a wonderful day.
Oh, thank you, you too.
Don't wear yourself out. Mm-hmm. All right, okay. Take it easy.
Okay.
Give a lot of things to Ian to do.
Oh, yes, of course.
All right, yes, have a great day.
See you tomorrow.
And we'll see you tomorrow. What's tomorrow?
Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we always do happy here, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
All right, yes, have a great day.
Thank you.
And back to the music. What have I got for you? When I was rummaging through the music yesterday, I came across this one. It comes from a guy called Steve Gunn, and it's called New Moon.
Just hang on.
I go, that is Mr. Steve Gunn and New Moon. And I tell you what, let me see, are you still here, yes, or are you gone home or having a nap?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, you're still here, okay. I wonder what the snoring was. That was me. I too have got a very nice little message in from Mary Lou, so I thought I would pass it on. Mm-hmm. And she says, did not tell, but I consider you, Yaz, Gigi and Daniela among my best friends, even if we've not met in person yet. Isn't that nice?
Aww, who's that?
Sweet? That's from Mary Lou.
Hi, thank you so much,
sweet.
Mary Lou.
And she says, I am also going to the French movie tonight, so I hope I get to see Yaz.
Yeah, finally, yeah.
Right. Take a little sign and hold it up. My name is Yaz. All right. And if you do the same, Mary Lou, it'll be a lot easier.
Exactly, yeah. Oh,
that'll be nice. So yeah. I want you to tell me tomorrow.
Mm-hmm,
so
sure.
Because I've not met Mary Lou yet.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you for that lovely message. That's
awesome.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have a listener, Mary Lou. And Renee, of course. And Paul. You know, I can count them on a couple of hands. I'm only joking. Thanks for that. So do look out for Mary Lou tonight.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, yes. Have fun. Take care. Right, we're about 15 and a half minutes right now before 10 o'clock. Richard Ashcroft. I don't know if you've heard of Richard Ashcroft, but he's another good artist. This is a song I found, again, rummaging around the music yesterday, called Sonnet.
My Lord, yes, this love.
there we go, called Sonnet. And that was Mr. Richard Ashcroft. Richard Paul Ashcroft. Who is he, you may well ask? Well, I'll tell you. He was born back in September 1971. Just thought I'd throw that in. He's quite young. I think this singer-songwriter. He was the lead singer and occasional rhythm guitarist of the alternative rock band The Verve. Yes, from their formation in 1990 until their original split, which was in 1999. Songs he wrote for the band include this one, Bittersweet Symphony, one of my favourites. He also did Lucky Man and the UK number one, The Drugs Don't Work, and became a successful solo artist as well, releasing three UK top three solo albums. Reverbed of the Reverb, The Verb reformed in 2007, but again break up, and that was in summer of 2009. But it'll always be remembered for this one.
Down the only road I've ever been down.
it is, The Verve and Bittersweet Symphony. What a beautiful track that is. And guess what? That has just about brought us to the end of this morning's program. Natural fact, it has. And it's the time fly by when I'm having fun. Right, let's say our thank yous for this morning. A big thank you to our intrepid outdoor reporter who's intrepidly reporting from up there in Florida. I don't think you should fly anywhere. You know that, Ingrid? Every time you fly, you get a bug. She's got a bug, so she's going to get checked out today. So anyway, thank you very much for that, Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter. Also to Yasmin for all of our work in the background, our producer, doing all of our social media, and also for Born on This Day. Two great choices for today. Luckily, they were born on this day. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't have played them. So big thanks to Yaz, big thanks to my co-producer Neil Danby over there in the United Kingdom in Windsor. Big thanks to him, he gets a lot of our background information for us here on The Breakfast Show. And also to the boys and girls at Grupa Grad who get us up and running. And to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to sponsor us or advertise? It's easy, you can WhatsApp us on 677-188-22. 677-188-22. You can WhatsApp us or call Yasmin on 223-5162. 223-5162. All right, so there we go. And that just remains for you to say, please, 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 whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, do it carefully, all right? We want you to keep safe, because what do I want to be doing? I want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.